The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's jump right on in with this one from Woman's Day. My heart is still strong. Actor Susan Lucci recognized the symptoms of cardiac distress and went straight to the ER. She's telling her story so other women know the signs, too. I went for my yearly checkup last July, and everything was great. So, when in early October I had two episodes of a little tightness in my chest that radiated around my ribcage to my back, I said, "Oh, it's nothing. It'll go away." And it did, after a minute or so. Then it happened a third time, right before Halloween. I was out shopping when suddenly I felt a strong pressure on my chest. Years ago, I heard an interview with a woman who said her heart attack felt like an elephant pressing on her chest. I remembered that, and I knew I shouldn't just go lie down, which I might have done if I'd been home. The boutique manager took one look at me and said, "Susan, why don't I drive you to St. Francis?" My husband's cardiologist met me at the ER, where I had an EKG. Then he got on the phone with my doctor. There was no change between this EKG and the one from my yearly checkup. Still, he ordered a CT coronary artery angiogram, also known as a CTA. Everyone thought the scan would show nothing because I had a pristine health record, but the results revealed I had a 90% blockage in a main artery and a smaller one was 75% blocked. I was surprised to learn that an EKG does not always tell the whole story. It shows if you're in distress at the time it's given, but it's not necessarily the underlying cause. We usually tell patients to change their diet and to exercise to lower cholesterol, the cardiologist told me. But this is already how you live. My blockages were made mostly of calcium, not cholesterol, and that was due to DNA. My father had a heart attack at 49 caused by calcium buildup. If you have a family history of heart disease, even if you don't have symptoms, ask your doctor about additional testing. A number of my friends have had a test to check their calcium deposit levels and do everything to keep your heart as healthy as possible. That may be the reason this didn't happen sooner and didn't cause damage. You have the heart of a 20-year-old, my doctor told me, following the procedure in which he put a stent in each of my blocked arteries. It's still strong. Do you need these heart tests? CT coronary artery angiogram, also known as a CTA. If you believe you're having a heart attack despite a normal EKG, insist on having a CTA, or if it's not available, further testing like blood work and other heart imaging. The coronary artery calcium scan, or CAC, used to help decide if certain patients need statins, this test measures your levels of old calcified plaque and helps estimate probability of a heart attack. Talk to a doctor to see if you're a candidate for that. From Good Housekeeping, discover news you can use and healthy living ideas. It's just a bunch of little things. First, trending friendship finders. If you've recently moved or maybe entered a new phase of life, you know how personal connection can help ease transitions. As families and friend groups become more spread out, people are lonelier than ever. According to research by Jessica Carbino, sociologist and relationship expert for the social app Bumble. Sound familiar? Download a solution. Social apps like Bumble BFF can help you drum up a date and also make platonic friends, offering a low-pressure way to find new pals. Many apps geared toward friendship target a specific demographic or lifestyle interest, so users have easy texting topics and can forge bonds. People try these apps when they move to a new area to network and find friends when traveling, says Rachel Katz, a doctoral student at the University of Manchester who studies dating apps. Start by downloading an app on your phone and creating a profile using your interests. Your new BFF could be a click away. Next, under nutrition, make your energy last all day. Who wouldn't want to feel full and stay active longer? That's what whole grains do for you because your body digests them more slowly than refined grains like those in white bread, giving you lasting fuel. Bonus, each daily serving is associated with a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes in women, according to a study in the Journal of Nutrition. Here's how to fit more in. Ease into it. Whole grain pasta can be an acquired taste for some people. Try mixing one part with two parts of white pasta. Then gradually add more of the whole grain kind each time you eat it. Munch on popcorn. Yes, it is a whole grain, and the kernels are packed with antioxidants. But here's the catch. Replace butter with a drizzle of olive oil for a low-fat snack. Take a shortcut. Cooking grains from scratch can take hours, so make life easier and use a pre-mixed blend. And Good Housekeeping Nutrition Lab pick, Tasty Bite Organic Ancient Grains. Filled with millet, sorghum, and other whole grains, it takes just 90 seconds to make. And that was Tasty Bite Organic Ancient Grains. Next, test yourself. Quickie at-home health checks. Donning a paper gown in your MD's office isn't the only way to tell how you're doing. These DIY mini tests can give you instant insight. In honor of National Women's Health Week, May 12th to the 18th, which will be passed by the time this airs, do yourself a favor and give the below a go. Despite being very simple, at-home tests are useful as major predictors of healthy aging and longevity, says Michael Sagner, MD, a member of Good Housekeeping's partner Elysium Health's Scientific Advisory Board and the Royal College of Physicians in the UK. Blow out a candle. Place one about 16 inches from your face. If you can't extinguish it from there, see a doctor. You may have undiagnosed breathing problems. Freeze your flow. Use your pelvic floor muscles to stop urine midstream. If it takes more than 2 seconds, talk to your gyno about exercises to shore up bladder-supporting muscles. Feeling fit? Try the sitting-rising test developed by Brazilian physicians to predict longevity. Sit on a padded mat on the floor without using your hands or kneeling. Then stand without using support. If you have trouble, building muscle and practicing balance will help. Skip if you have bad knees or hips. Our editors found that it's easier if you cross your legs and extend your arms forward. Share how you did with the hashtag #StandUpToAging. From Good Housekeeping, Weird Body Science. That annoying bump, that strange noise, that embarrassing bathroom issue. No, it's not just you. Here's what's going on when you notice these odd but harmless things and what you can do about them. First thing, just as I'm falling asleep, my whole body jerks and jolts me awake. That's a hypnotic jerk, and about 70% of people have experienced these sudden muscle contractions, according to the National Sleep Foundation. As the brain eases into dream or REM sleep, it sends a signal down the spine to immobilize voluntary muscles so you won't act out your dreams. Normally, that's slow and subtle, but when you're sleep-deprived, it's faster and less smooth of a transition, explains neurologist and sleep specialist W. Christopher Winter, MD. So if you have a falling or stumbling dream, in a sense, it gets acted out with a jerk. The fix? While they may be alarming, don't fret. Hypnotic jerks aren't dangerous, but take them as a sign that you need to catch some more Z's. Next, my joints are creaky. That's your body asking you to move more. Creaking, cracking, snapping, or grating sounds in the joints, or crepitus in medical lingo, can result from a tight muscle or tendon causing friction over a bone or a release of trapped gases, mostly air, from the soft tissue around the joints, says Bryant Hollett, MD, an internist at SHIFT, an integrated health and wellness practice in Chicago. It tends to worsen with a lack of motion and circulation, says Karen Bissay, D.C., a chiropractor based in Carmel, Indiana. That's why you'll often hear it first thing in the morning, and it tends to dissipate after you walk around a bit more. The fix? Amp up your activity level, suggests Dr. Hollett. When it comes to joint health, we say motion is lotion. Stretching, achieving a healthy weight, and building and maintaining strength and cardiovascular fitness will all help quiet your skeletal symphony. Got pain, swelling, or instability in your joints? See a doctor to check for other joint conditions. Next one, when I remove my polish, my nails are tinted yellow. The cells in your nails are tightly packed, but they're porous, and darker lacquer, even higher-end brands, can seep in and cause yellowing, says Dana Stern, MD, nail expert and assistant clinical professor of dermatology at Mount Sinai Medical Center. Surprisingly, using polish remover may intensify staining, since this dissolves the pigments in the polish, which can then more easily leach into the nail. Longer soaks, like those required for gel polish, may also increase the potential for staining. The fix? Use a soft brush to scrub nails gently with a whitening toothpaste containing hydrogen peroxide, says Dr. Stern. If that doesn't lift stains, camouflage them with a new manicure, including a clear base coat, which can help prevent yellowing. I sneeze when my eyebrows are waxed. That's because both the forehead and the tip of the nose are connected to the trigeminal nerve. It starts in the brain and has three main parts that spread throughout the face like tree branches, allowing for feeling and movement, says dermatologist Emily Rubinstein, DO, director of Swedish Covenant Health's Swedish Skin Institute in Chicago. Thanks to the shared nerve, when you aggravate the brows through waxing or tweezing, you can irritate the nose, causing a sneeze. A similar mechanism causes some people to sneeze when gazing at the sun. The fix? During your appointment, ask the esthetician to press her finger to the eyebrow immediately after removing a section of hair. The pressure may help distract the nerve, interrupting the sneeze reflex. Here's an interesting one. I had an orgasm while doing ab exercises. A small number of lucky women, up to 10%, have had an exercise-induced orgasm, also called a corgasm because it often happens during abdominal moves, says Debbie Herbenick, Ph.D., professor of human sexuality at the Indiana University Bloomington School of Public Health and author of The Corgasm Workout. Experts don't know exactly why this happens, but since these orgasms usually occur when the core muscles are fatiguing, the pelvic floor muscles, the same ones used when you do Kegels, may get recruited, leading to a buildup of stimulation. The fix? We're not sure this is something that needs to be fixed, but if you'd like to accelerate your orgasm during sex, exercise can help, says Herbenick. Regular workouts can relieve stress, a well-known mood killer, and boost sexual satisfaction. Next, what's that tiny weird bump on my tongue that kind of hurts? Some people call these lie bumps, thanks to an old wives' tale claiming them to be the result of fibbing. They're actually called transient lingual papillitis, a fancy way of saying inflamed taste buds. Possible culprits include acidic, spicy, sugary, or too hot foods and stress. Trauma to the tongue from accidental biting may also cause them, says Lauren Becker, DDS, a general and cosmetic dentist in private practice in New York City. The fix? They go away in a day or two on their own. And while you can't speed healing, you can get relief from the sting. Becker suggests swishing with salt water and avoiding spicy or acidic foods. Next, there are corn kernels in my poop. The hull or outer layer of a corn kernel is made of cellulose, a substance humans can't digest. If you swallow a kernel whole, it will travel through your stomach and intestines without getting broken down and come out the other end around 3 to 6 days later, says Deborah Fisher, MD, a gastroenterologist and associate professor of medicine at Duke University. Even if you chew every kernel, the insides will get digested, but the hulls will remain more or less intact. Chances are there are other pieces of undigested plant matter, like beans and seeds, there too, but they stand out less. The fix? None, short of skipping corn, but you shouldn't because this is nothing to worry about. Consider it a cool science experiment that shows you how efficiently your system is working. Next, my legs itch after exercise when I haven't done it in a while. You've got runner's itch. Exercise increases blood flow to the capillaries, small blood vessels on the skin's surface, says Dr. Hollett. If you're out of practice, this natural capillary swelling can feel like an itching sensation. It's often more pronounced in cool weather due to a triple whammy of dry air, poor hydration, and friction between skin and workout gear. But it can occur in any season. The fix? Moisturizing regularly should help, as will choosing workout attire made from synthetic moisture-wicking fabrics which move and stretch well while limiting friction, says Dr. Hollett. Once you settle into a regular exercise routine, the itching should stop. I get diarrhea during my period. When you're menstruating, your body produces chemicals called prostaglandins that help the uterus contract and expel its lining. They can affect the large intestine in a similar way, speeding up bowel movements in the process. To make matters worse, progesterone levels are low during your period, and progesterone tends to slow down the GI tract, says Dr. Fisher. The result? About 30% of women with otherwise normal bowel habits report diarrhea during their periods, according to one study. And chronically constipated women may have normal BMs during that time. The fix? Try ibuprofen, such as Advil or Motrin, or naproxen, such as Aleve, as soon as your period starts, as either will block prostaglandins. The earlier you take it, the fewer prostaglandins will make their way towards your GI tract. And the last one, my legs feel numb when I sit on the toilet too long. That pins and needle sensation can happen when the sciatic nerve running through your glutes is compressed by a hard toilet seat. It's similar to when you sleep in an awkward position and awaken with a numb arm, but a different nerve is involved. One modern-day culprit, the smartphone. People scroll in the bathroom, checking email and social media, and they end up with numb legs from hanging out in that position for far too long, Dr. Fisher says. Constipation or excessive straining can also cause numbness. When you bear down, the pressure can push the discs in your spine into nearby nerves, leading to strange sensations like pins and needles, or a waterfall down the leg, says Bisset. The fix? Don't linger. If constipation is the reason you're parked for a while, increase your intake of fiber and water. Fresh fruits and vegetables supply both. Still stuck? Ask your doctor about fiber supplements or try a low stool set in front of the toilet. Research shows that this facilitates pooping because it raises your feet a few inches off the ground, straightening the rectum. Next from Good Housekeeping, three new ways to walk off weight. Let's set the record straight. Regardless of what your marathon running neighbor says, walking can be a stellar workout. The latest fitness trend is LISS, L-I-S-S, low intensity, steady state cardio, a type of sustained, lighter movement that helps you get in great shape and burn calories while being gentler on your body than more intense sweat sessions. But if you're getting bored with your usual routine, there are lots of ways to switch it up. Trying something new boosts enthusiasm and can lead to better results by challenging different muscle groups, research shows. Get started by checking out these variations. First, pole walking. What it does? Poles add resistance for a tricep and shoulder workout and help with balance. They also take some pressure off your joints, and walking this way can burn 40% more calories than regular walking. How to do it? Grab some fixed-length ski poles or specially designed walking poles. Find them at Target or REI.com. Swinging your arms and walking with a lengthened stride, plant the poles and push as you go. Next, intentional stepping. What it does, mindful walking combines the mental perks of meditation, like lowered stress and better concentration, with the physical benefits of moving. How to do it? As you walk, stay attuned to your body. Breathe and think about how it feels to stretch your legs. Place your feet on the ground and break a light sweat. You can also focus on observing your surroundings. And next, shift your orientation. What it does, walking backward works your quads and calves instead of the usual glutes and hamstrings. This is great if you have knee problems or lower back pain. How to do it? Find a running track or another traffic-free way, one-way path, and get to it. And we move on now to some family dinners from Family Circle. chicken and apple slaw. In a very large bowl, combine 1 14-ounce bag of multicolor coleslaw mix, 3 cups shredded cooked chicken, 2 cups shredded kale, 1 Gala apple cored and cut into matchsticks, and 1/2 cup salted pumpkin seeds. Top with 1/2 teaspoon salt. In a medium bowl, whisk 1/3 cup cider vinegar with 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1 teaspoon sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. While whisking, add 1/2 cup of EVU, that's extra virgin olive oil, in a thin stream. Add to the slaw and toss to combine. And this serves 6. And I have a little tip off to the side. Shredded chicken 3 ways. Pile into taco shells and top with salsa, cheese, and shredded lettuce. Or stir into mac and cheese along with cooked broccoli. Or make chicken salad and stuff into centers of halved avocados. Next, pork with blueberry balsamic sauce. Heat oven to 400. In a small bowl, combine 1/2 teaspoon each salt and onion powder with 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Rub over 1.5-pound pork tenderloin. Melt 2 tablespoons butter in a large stainless skillet over medium-high. Sear the tenderloin 3 minutes per side. Move to a small rimmed baking pan lined with foil and transfer to the oven. Roast 15 to 20 minutes until temperature reaches 140. Let pork rest 5 minutes before slicing. Meanwhile, reduce heat under skillet to medium. Add 6 ounces of blueberries, 1/4 cup balsamic vinegar, 1 teaspoon chopped fresh oregano, and 2 teaspoons sugar. Cook 7 minutes, scraping up browned bits in the pan until berries have popped and mixture has reduced slightly. Slice pork and spoon sauce over slices. Serve with asparagus and cauliflower rice. This serves 4. Fettuccine with fresh tomato sauce. Bring a pot of salted water to a boil. Add 1 pound fettuccine and cook about 12 minutes. Drain, reserving 1 cup of the pasta water. While pasta cooks, heat 1/4 cup of EVU in a large skillet over medium high. Add 1 pint each red and yellow cherry tomatoes. Cook, stirring 4 minutes. Add 2 cloves sliced garlic, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Cook 4 more minutes until tomatoes soften. Remove from heat. Stir in 1/2 cup packed basil leaves chopped. Add pasta and reserved pasta water. Toss and top with 1/2 cup grated Asiago cheese. This serves 6. And they've got a little aside here to make it meaty. Stir cooked sausage into the fettuccine. A flavored chicken one would be delicious. Or fully cooked mini meatballs. Then from Good Housekeeping, the May Crop Rhubarb. Yes, it makes a great pie filling, but here are some even more delicious ways to prepare this veggie. First, turn it into salsa. Toss 2 rhubarb stalks and 2 small Persian cucumbers, both cut into 1/4-inch pieces, 1 jalapeno, and 1/2 a small red onion, both finely chopped, and 1/2 cup cilantro chopped with 2 tablespoons lime juice and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Serve over grilled chicken, fish, or steak. Or you can make a rhubarb syrup. In a large saucepan, bring 1 pound of rhubarb chopped and 1 cup each sugar and water to a boil. Then simmer until rhubarb is broken down, 25 minutes. Let cool 5 minutes, then strain and let it cool more. Add to club soda or use in cocktails. And how about a rhubarb and citrus salad with black pepper vinaigrette? Active time 15 minutes and total time also 15. You need 2 tablespoons honey, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 3 stalks of rhubarb trimmed and cut into 1-inch pieces, 1/4 cup olive oil, kosher salt and pepper, 2 Caracara oranges, 3 ounces baby spinach, about 4 cups, 2 bunches of watercress, thick stems removed, 1/4 cup toasted pistachios chopped, 1 ounce ricotta salata shaved. In a small bowl, whisk together honey and vinegar. Add rhubarb and toss to coat. Let's stand at least 5 minutes and up to 10. Then add olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 2 teaspoons coarsely ground pepper. Meanwhile, cut away the peel and white pith from oranges, then thinly slice. In a large bowl, toss spinach and watercress, fold in orange slices, and divide among plates. Spoon rhubarb and dressing over each salad, and top with pistachios and ricotta salsa. Well, that both sounds and looks delicious. Something different. From Good Housekeeping, spring herb frittata. Active time 15 minutes, total time is 40. You need 1 1/4 cup creme fraiche at room temperature, 2 tablespoons chopped chives, 6 large eggs, 6 scallions cut into 1-inch pieces, 2 cups flat-leaf parsley leaves, plus more for sprinkling, 2 cups cilantro leaves and tender stems, plus more for sprinkling, 1/2 cup dill fronds, plus more for sprinkling, 2 tablespoons tarragon leaves, you guessed it, plus more for sprinkling, and 4 tablespoons olive oil divided, and kosher salt and pepper. Heat oven to 350. In a small bowl, stir together the creme fraiche and chives, set aside. In a large bowl, lightly beat eggs. In a food processor, pulse scallions, parsley, cilantro, dill, tarragon, and 2 tablespoons oil until evenly and finely chopped. Add to bowl with eggs along with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper and mix to combine. Heat the remaining 2 tablespoons oil in medium skillet on medium until shimmering, about 2 minutes. Add egg mixture and cook until edges have begun to sizzle and set, about 2 minutes. Transfer the skillet to the oven and bake until the center is set, 18 to 20 minutes. Let rest at least 5 minutes. Serve with chive creme fraiche. Sprinkle with more herbs if desired, and this serves 4. Next, from Woman's Day, safety first, allergy relief for fluffy friends. If your dog scratches himself or licks his paws excessively, or your cat develops skin sores, he may have seasonal allergies. Up to 20% of pets suffer from them each year. To reduce allergens, Andrew Rosenberg, DVM of Animal Dermatology and Allergy Specialists, suggests wiping pets down with a damp cloth when they come inside and bathing them often with cool, soapy water. Always ask your vet for treatment advice. He or she may also prescribe anti-itch medications, shampoo, or even steroids. Next, from Family Circle, if you're a Taurus, your horoscope says let's go, cash flow. Lean into making some tough decisions with your partner or you'll suddenly see how you can save or make a nice chunk of change in 2019. Those dollars could go toward a hard-to-resist trip if you compare and watch prices now. So channel your inner travel agent. Rather than assuming things are on the mend, take time to check in with your kid about something they were struggling with last month. Their answer could prove quite useful. The stars have aligned for you to balance the scales with a friend, but be patient. It may take time. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading to you from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast on TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time.